Some stress is not a bad thing, such as physical stress, which it strains your muscles in order to do what? Make you stronger. Exactly, like pumping iron, right? Or hiking, or swimming, because if you stress your muscles, I mean, there's a point where you stress them too much, but if you stress them, they're going to grow and you could go longer on your hikes or swimming, correct?
Or walks.
Or speed walks. However, that's not the kind of stress you think of, right? When I mention the word stress, is it? What kind of stress would you think of if I mention that word?
What do you think of when you hear the word stress?
Yes. Did I just say that?
Yeah, but
did I word it wrong? Weird it word? Over there, Judah knows. What do you think of when I mention the word stress?
School.
All right. So you automatically think of kind of a negative mental or emotional strain, right? That's kind of what everybody typically thinks of. While stress is not specifically mentioned, the word stress isn't specifically mentioned in the Bible, the scripture talks a ton about anxiety, worry, and trouble. All related and all go along with stress. The Bible also gives a clear answer on how to deal with those problems. Now, everybody suffers from stress one time or another, right? Has anybody here ever had stress in their life? No? You're just chill? Huh?
I said, what's stress?
What's stress? Yeah. Okay, you guys are lucky. Hopefully you continue to be lucky, but and know this, if you ever been stressed or if you ever get stressed, is that you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you. It happens. You know, stress for some can make you physically ill. For some, it makes you hyper proactive or productive. You're just like on things. Some just shut down, just don't want to deal with it. You know, there's some go into anger when they get stressed out. In today's fast-paced world, it doesn't help. You know, there's a lot of stress on you guys, I know, to get good grades. Us as parents would stress that, right? Make sure you guys get good grades. There's a lot of stress just on everything as far as school, everything to do with school, right? There's health, there's family, there's stress in friends, having friends, you know, getting to go to homecoming, there's stress, whether you get asked or not, or get denied or not. there's even stress on fun activities, right? As far as you want to make sure you do well, or you know, you're stressing about missing it maybe, or you get overwhelmed just with everything that's going on in your life. You know, if you have so many things to go to and you don't want to miss it, but you get overwhelmed. The ultimate solution for stress, I bet you guys can figure out what I'm going to, is surrender our lives to God. Right? Seeking his wisdom and desiring to follow Jesus. We do not need to be defeated by stress. We don't have to be defeated by stress. In James, we're going to turn to James. It's towards the back of the Bible. James chapter 1. Chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Judah, are you? Oh. Do you need a Bible? You have it memorized? What if, oh, you don't just read it from there? Can you read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
I wish I had an accent like that. Count it all joy. This part of the scripture always sounds kind of crazy to me. I don't know about anybody else, right? Count it all joy. What are they talking about? Count what all joy?
It.
Count what as joyful?
The trials,
right? The trials. I don't know. I don't think about laughing and joking when I'm going through a trial, maybe dancing around, right? It's more about not letting those trials get you down, beating you, as far as keeping that outlook that you don't make it through. You don't get through this trial, and it's something that's going to happen. You know that everything happens for a reason, and it's for the best. And once you get through this trial, you're going to be better off. You're going to be better off. So it's not necessary. It's like, yippee, hey, look at me. But you're going to be better off, because why are you going to be better off if you go through a trial? Anybody know this?
Makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
Yeah.
Well, number one, right, you go through a trial. What's going to happen if you go through that same trial?
You know what to do.
You know what to do, right? And then what else can you do for maybe a friend if you go, what's going through that trial?
Well,
yeah, you can help somebody out, right? It's kind of like patience, right? You never really want to ask for patience, because we want patience right now, but, trials will give you patience. And sometimes that's what we need. Huh?
And perseverance.
There's a lot of things we can learn through trials. But we need to learn it. We can't just keep making the same mistakes. We need to learn from our mistakes and learn from our trials. And that's why things happen. And sometimes we don't see it right at the beginning when we're going through it. But that's why he's talking about, count it as all joy. And it's, like I said, it's more about, it's going to be fine. You're going to make it through. You're tougher than that, and God's going to help you through it. In Romans, so we're going to go to the left. Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. Romans 8:28. Nick, can you read that?
So God, ultimately, he has a plan.
right? And he knows everything. He has all this working together, and it's all for the good. In 2 Corinthians is to the right. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Sorry, we're on a jump around here. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Elena, can you read that?
Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.
Right. So it's about comfort, right? God gives us comfort. And in turn, we could give others comfort. And it's also about encouraging others, the comfort going through and encouraging them. In 2 Corinthians, we're still in 2 Corinthians, but we're going to go back to chapter 1. We're going to read chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Cassie, can you read that? 3 and 4? No matter the type of stress in our lives, the starting point to dealing with it is Jesus. You know, we desperately need him in our lives. You know, we do not need to put all the worry on ourselves. I know as far as me growing up, it's like I try to do everything on my own power. I often failed miserably. But, you know, Jesus is the only one who can give us the strength, right? The strength to deal with our trouble. Believing in Jesus is not, doesn't mean that we're never going to have any trouble. It doesn't mean that we'll never feel stressed. But we have a promise that Jesus will always be there to help us. Always be there when we need him. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Five and six. Brendan? I still remember, and like I said, I always try to do it off my own power, is that I remember my first job. I was a busser, and I went up to becoming a waiter, and there was this one time we were like really swamped, and I'm getting stressed out. I'm supposed to bring out drinks and salad, and these people ordered a steak, and I forgot to even get them salad by the time their steak came up, and they walked out. It's a form of pride when you try to take everything on yourself, when you try to take all the, you know, just try to muscle through it. It's a form of pride, and we need to, and pride is not a good thing. You know, we need to be willing to help, or be willing to ask for that help, be willing to lean on Jesus. You know, trust and have faith in his power, not our own power. In Psalms, so we're one book away. Psalms chapter 34. And I started at the back. There's a lot of Psalms. Huh? 34, verse 4. That Brandon beat me this time.
I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
All right, in the Psalms, a lot of the Psalms were written by, does anybody know?
David,
right, King David, right? The one who slew this tall guy. Starts with a G. Goliath, right? Thank you. So King David, right? We all have heard of him. Maybe some know more than others, but King David knew that by seeking the Lord and sharing his trouble with him, the grace would be with him. That the Lord's grace would be with him. You know, the Lord calmed King David down just in that fact of talking with him, just in that fact of knowing that God's in control. David was calmed down. You know, Philippians, jumping all the way towards the back of the Bible. Philippians chapter 4. Verses 6 and 7. 6 and 7. Brendan? Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's read. Yeah. Can you read?
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything be by prayer and
supplication
with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Now, even though this was written long after David passed away. But I feel like David would have loved those verses, right? Because he lived those verses. You know, during the dark times when David was either running for his life or his child was dying, he always went to the Lord. He always went to the Lord, praying to the Lord. You know, when the burden in his life was getting heavy, David sought God in prayer. You know, lifting up those troubles for Jesus to carry, not for him to carry, but giving him to Jesus, giving him to the Lord. You know, and that's what we could do. He's willing to carry our burdens. We don't have to do it. You know, there's a lot of times they're heavy. There's a lot of stuff going on. In John chapter 14, just John, not 1 John, 3 John, 2 John, just John. John chapter 14. Almost there. John 14, verse 27. Judah, can you read that again?
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
So Jesus is nothing like the world. The world likes to just pile on stress. You know, when you get stressed out, it's not there to help, right? Anybody's ever noticed that? It's like, oh, I'm having a bad day. Oh, by the way, I don't like you. It's like, oh, great. Another thing, right? You know, but Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He will give you peace. He's the Prince of Peace. You know, he takes the stress away. in Job, or Job. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Haley?
Man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble.
So, my trouble in my life all started when my... both my parents didn't show up for my birth. Right. No, I mean, so who here has a mom, right? Who here is born from a mom, right? Everybody, right? So that means everybody, right? Man or woman, that includes women, is who is born of a woman, right? So we're all there, right? What does it say about that? What does he say about what's your life don't be full of? Of what?
Turmoil.
Yes, turmoil and trouble. Trouble is part of life on this earth. Y'all, while we're here on earth, we're on it. There is trouble out there. Y'all, I know Jesus loves me, right? I know it. I know he's never going to leave me, but still, there are those moments where you just want to scream, no, right? No, not today, Satan, not today, right? Matter of fact, this morning, I was getting up for work, and I needed to tweak this lesson a little bit. Hopefully I tweaked it enough, but I needed to tweak this lesson, and the first thing I open up my computer, it pops up, and I go to Word, and it's a blank screen. It's a blank page. It's like, after a very stressful 5 seconds, it was right there, but it was that first, like, what? My point is there will be more times that there's going to be stress in my life, right? There's going to be more times that there's stress in your guys' life. And we need to know how to deal with that trouble. I think there is a problem, not saying with everybody, but there is a problem where a lot of people out there don't know how to deal with stress. They don't know, and they bottle it up until it explodes. You know, but dealing with stress, we have a choice. We have a choice. We could get, you know, we can get all the stress out, you know, or we could get all stressed out, you know, and just let it pile on and just bury it deep inside, or we can call for help, right? We can call for help from the one who loves you no matter what, who's loved you before you were even born. You know, step one, it's a simple step, but it's a very necessary step, is to believe in Jesus, right? It's kind of necessary, because if you're not going to pray to him if you don't believe in him. And it's not just who he is, but it's like believing, I guess, you know, everything about him, you know, who Jesus actually is. It's not just a prophet that some people will say, but believing in that he is God. Step two is trust and obey in him. So if we truly trust Jesus, we should know that he's going to do the right thing, right? We should know. We've just read verses, right? That he's going to do the right thing, and he wants the best for us. Everything happens for a reason, and he wants the best for us. Even if the best for us is to call out for help. You know, sometimes we need to go through that. Sometimes we need to know how to call out for help. Sometimes we need to lean on Him. Now, disobeying in sin can massively produce stress. And the thing about it, if you're disobeying and you're sinning, it cuts off the one who can help. It gets rid of that lifeline. Step three is pray. You know, that's our relationship. That's our relationship with the Almighty. You know, it would be a very stressful eternity to get to heaven and Jesus say to me, "I never knew you. I never knew you." Even if I believed in Him, if He never knew me, I'm not talking with Him. I'm not relating with Him. I'm not reading the Word. I'm not learning about Him. You know, and it's not knowing you. It's kind of like that believing in Jesus is because a lot of people, even demons, believe in Jesus. They need to follow Jesus. But, you know, Jesus knows everybody. He knows the number of hair on your head, right? He knows you, but it's that relationship is what's the difference. Now, I married my lovely wife over 25 years ago. 25 years and 8 days ago, right? And on that wedding day, I told her I loved her, right? So my feelings haven't changed. So in this last 25 years, I've never said it again, right?
Something strikes me as funny about that.
Well, wouldn't that be right? Because she already knows I love her. I'm good. I'm good for another 25. Would that be right? Probably not, right? We probably won't be here today. Right? Because there's a relationship. In the relationship, we need to talk about feelings. We need to laugh. We need to discuss things very loudly, right? And we...
You can call it that, yeah.
Right. No, but we need to ask how each other's are. We need to just confirm, and I need to, whenever I can, or just say how much I appreciate her in my life, how much I love her in my life. So that's a relationship, right? That's a relationship we should have with Jesus also, is that we need to be talking with Him. We need to have that relationship. You know, so we need to get out there in just moments. You know, even if you're in your car driving, don't shut your eyes and pray. But, you know, you can still pray and keep driving. You know, definitely keep your eyes open, Nick, right, for your driving test. But Jesus' grace and mercy and love can manage all the stress throughout your life. Manage everything. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13. Cassiopeia. Oh, awesome. There's no more temptations, right? Is that what that says? It says no more temptations. That there will never be any temptations in your life ever again, right? No, sir? What is it saying? It doesn't say that. So this verse doesn't promise that there'll never be any temptation. Now, there'll never be any trouble in your life. Because sad fact is, I wish it wasn't, but you guys probably will have trouble. You'll probably have stress at one point in your life. A couple more times, maybe two, right? Maybe work might stress you out. I don't know. A life of work. But there is a promise there. There's a promise in that verse. That's not up there anymore. But there's a promise there in that verse. What is that promise?
You only will be tempted as much as you can bear it, and there will be a way out.
There will be a way out, right? There will always be a way out. Of every temptation, every trouble that you guys go through in life. And what is that way?
God.
God, right? Jesus is the way, the truth,
and the light.
And the light, right?
John 14:6.
Right? He is the way, right? There's no other way except through Jesus. Burn through that pretty quick. So who wants to end us in prayer? Does anybody have any questions about stress? Does it stress you out? Okay. Stephen, would you like to pray for us, end us in prayer? Judah, would you like to end us in prayer?